So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I am a believer that Malachi Toney and Carson Beck have written themselves into the book of hurricane history. Carson Beck did it on that one drive. He needed a legacy drive. He did it. I was saying earlier today to some friends, there should have been someone, Dan Radakovich, standing in the corner of the end zone with one of those big cardboard checks that said $4 million NIL money, because he earned it on that 1 3-minute drive that earned every penny that they gave Carson back. He should have been there to present the check. The way that when you hit a big jackpot in a slot machine, somebody comes out of the woodwork with a big cardboard check.
Oh, he earned all that money. Malachi Toney with the story. Everybody knows he got to college at 17 because he reclassed because he was damn near too good for high school. No, Hawk, yes. You talk about the Andre Johnsons and the Santana Mosses. You have to bring up Malachi Toney. And he's only a damn freshman. It was something special he did last night.
Crazy. Carson Beck needed a legacy drive. He delivered.
Yep.
And what a night. And we're going to celebrate it today. There's so much going on in the world of sports. The Dolphins have a new general manager. Mm-hmm. The Heat got rained out.
That's what? Ridiculous.
favorite part. There's a few things going on the chat right now. People are saying, where the hell are you? You look like you're at a Motel 6. You are indeed at a Motel 6, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's so funny. Can y'all see? Somebody checked on the Crowder's car is parked right outside his door. Watch this.
This is the sign of a cheap motel. That is so great. You are, I mean, that is as rinky dink. Oh, that's a motel that the air conditioner is so loud you can't sleep. The noise next to you in some room doesn't sound like it's legal.
The covers and the pillows were like damp when I got here. This is the funniest thing. I don't know why this is so funny to me. The remote control has a sticker that says remote. People don't know what this is when they see it.
Hey, you got one of those remote brand remotes?
It's just remote on the remote. This is one of them strong $79.99s a night.
Somebody says Crowder's towel got a chain on it.
There's some exposed nails in here, but we're going to be safe during the show.
I can't believe you have Wi-Fi in there.
Like that's crazy in itself, right?
Yeah, you're connected. You look better than ever, and you're in the worst motel possible.
And the password is days in one. It's crazy. It works, though.
What a this is amazing to me. On one of the greatest nights in South Florida sports history, no joke, last night was just emotion inducing for all of us who've lived so long waiting for this kind of return. And you got all the feels last night, and you did get the drama. I mean, they were just bum rushing that team for a half. Like, you felt like they were 40 points in the lead, yet it comes down to the end. I think there were four lead changes in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah,
like
four.
It was crazy. It delivered on every emotional sports level. You thought at one point you're running away with it. Then you start to question, why aren't we running away with it? I'm going crazy that they're not running the ball on those final 3 minutes, that they're only passing, but it worked. Like, I'm telling you, all the emotions are going on in one of the greatest sports nights in South Florida history in the last 20 years. And while that's going on, this is almost like Stranger Things, the Upside Down. While that's going on, in the Upside Down, Solana is hosting a three-hour talk show with Tommy Tighe on 560 AM about their memories of the Big Three. While on the real planet, all of South Florida is engaged on the same thing. Again, an emotional roller coaster that only sports can deliver. Nothing delivers the emotional roller coaster like sports. As that's going on, because the Heat and Bulls game is in a condensation delay, there was no other option on the AM station other than to have Solana and Tommy Tighe vamp for 3 hours on their memories of the Big Three.
Still can't believe Chris Bosh didn't score a point in Game 7, but the Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs. Can you guys believe that?
Living in the Upside Down, man. Holy mackerel.
Pop took Tim Duncan out of the game, and he couldn't rebound, so Ray Allen got the ball instead.
Was there a single person, let us know on the text or the chat, was there a single person listening to Solana and Tommy Tighe on AM 560 last night while the football game was on FM 104.3?
Not even our producers, who were literally on the board, were listening to us because they had their eyes locked in on the Canes game.
I should have went to break forever.
Why not just flip over to the football broadcast? Say, you know what? We'll keep an eye on what goes on here at the United Center. Let's all listen to Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr.
We're in the network, so you can't just. We don't have. They don't. The Heat don't have the right.
Ah, the hell with the network. You got a football game to watch.
One of the best football games I've seen in years. No, I'm not exaggerating. That fourth quarter was crazy.
Was unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I couldn't get the vision of Solana and Tommy Tighe because they weren't even in the radio studio because that's being used by the 104.3 football broadcast. So they're in a cramped production studio.
And when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And, like, makes your hotel room look like you're at the Ritz-Carlton, where they did a two-hour, three-hour talk show on Heat memories while that game was going on.
Thigh to thigh.
That's the name of Solana and Tommy Tighe's new talk show, Thigh to Thigh.
Spotify, YouTube, check it out everywhere.
Yeah, that one's on Spotify. All right, let's do headlines. We have a loaded potato. Tuan Russell played linebacker for the Canes and the Dolphins. He's going to join us today. Alex Dono is going to join us today, Locked On Canes. And Gino Toretta, who is in the air right now, flying back from Arizona, he's going to join us today as well. A lot of people are going to ask, where's John Michaels? If you remember, John Michaels told us last week he's got a Atlanta Braves fantasy camp that he's at, that he was roped into. He'll be on with us next week. He went through all the feels last night. I've been in contact with him. He's fine. He wasn't fine in the fourth quarter. There were several times he was not fine, but he's fine. He'll join us next week. So we have a lot to get to. Let's do a quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Hawk, you said the amount of lead changes in that game. Not only that, Carson Beck scored the second latest go-ahead touchdown in regulation in college football playoff history, 18 seconds to go. Wow. And when you're saying at the start of the show, for Canes fans, the feels, that view of Carson Beck running into the end zone, He's flexing because he knows he's made it, and all you see is a sea of Canes fans that are literally jumping out of their chairs. Iconic.
I mean, it was so great. You saw that entire side open up and you're like, I'm getting chills talking about it, but yeah. I remember how I felt. Like, you saw the entire side open up and it was like, run, 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 Forrest, run.
Yes. It was, everything happened that was supposed to happen. That was designed to happen, which is crazy. Mark Fletcher goes crazy and he carried the team. You bring in Carson Beck. I question him. I don't know who all questioned him. I question him. He wins the damn game for you in the fourth quarter, hands down, third down conversions, and that run. Your defense steps up, chokes him out, and then a great other quarterback in Trinidad Chambliss, who is very impressive, he starts playing ball, and now you're evening it out, but you're holding the field goals. There's doinks. There's field goals missed, field goals made. It's what a semifinal is supposed to be.
Yes.
They play again. I can't tell you the Canes win that game again. It's going to come down to how much time they have left.
It delivered. Chambliss looked better than I thought he was going to look again. It took him a while to get ramped up. Was Fletcher hurt by the end? Because I didn't even see him in that final drive.
He was sick before the game. I know he was very sick, but I think they went with Brown to move the chains at the very end. But he balled yesterday.
Oh, my God. He is a monster.
22 for 133 with the flu is how I'm going to paint it. Mm-hmm. But you know, I saw this too, because they had four drives over 13 plays per drive. They had the ball 41 minutes of 60. That is crazy. Even think about that. If you give Trinidad Chambliss two more minutes, they go score that end of that last touchdown.
The way he was balling at the end there, yep.
So you held them to 19 total minutes to have of offense. And you win by four. It was just it was Mario Cristobal football. That's what I'm impressed by, Mario Cristobal. And you were talking about they're not running enough. When they got down inside the 15 and he handed the ball off to Brown and they went and got 8 yards, it was almost like an arrogant thing of, we can still run the ball down your throat. I don't care how much time left on the clock. I was totally impressed by that. They knew in that second half there was no chance Ole Miss could stop them from getting 5-6 yards whenever they wanted it.
I literally felt like they didn't need to throw a pass the entire game. I feel like they could have racked up first down after first down if they ran four times every possession.
They took their soul. Yeah. That's really, they took Ole Miss's front seven soul. They didn't take that Chambliss' soul, but that front seven didn't want no Moss. They didn't want any more Canes grabbing their ass for the rest of the night.
Most lopsided game in terms of time of possession in college football playoff history.
They were saying, Chris Fowler was saying at the end, he goes, that Ole Miss defense has been out here for 137,000 plays. That's crazy. How many times have you seen a defense have to defend 137,000 plays?
Did you see number 51 on Carson Beck's touchdown run?
He gave up. He was done.
He fell down and just sat there.
Yeah, he was done. Oh. He was done. He's like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, I've been out here at 137,000 plays.
Coach, why am I out here? I'm 350. I'm fat and tired.